If indeed there is a link between what Al-Qaeda is doing in Yemen and a young man who tried to explode an airplane and crash it into Detroit, would the U.S. be justified in staging its own airstrikes against targets in Yemen? Would your government, if not welcome, not object to that act?
No, we will take care of this problem ourselves, and we are capable of doing so.
But in fairness, Mr. Ambassador, you've been suggesting that you're not capable of doing that, that you're under-resourced and that the country is very poor.
Yes, but with cooperation with other countries, we can do it. But we have the capabilities, and we can be strengthened further, and we can do these things. And I think that is much more productive than the way you are suggesting. But we need greater coordination in the intelligence field. I think it's obvious if we have had information about Mr. Abdul Muttalib, who was in Yemen studying Arabic. If we had the information, we could have arrested him in Yemen before he proceeded further.
If Yemen had received information which simply said, Mr. Abdul Muttalib's father in Nigeria has gone to the U.S. and said he's concerned about his son's whereabouts, he's involved with the militant Islamists, on that basis, Yemen would have detained him?
Yemen would have pursued him and knew his connections, and if his connections and the people he is dealing with are suspicious, we would have taken measures.